There's yet another controversy surrounding author Harper Lee's classic novel To Kill a Mockingbird, certainly one of the defining pieces of Southern literature. Lee's estate says that an upcoming Broadway adaptation differs too much from the book, and the estate is suing the play's adapter, the renowned screenwriter Aaron Sorkin. The show is set to open at the end of the year. New York Times reporter Alexandra Alter is covering this story, and she joins us on the line from New York. Good morning, Alexandra.
Good morning.
So what don't the executors of Harper Lee's estate like about this Aaron Sorkin adaptation of To Kill a Mockingbird?
It's very interesting because often when an estate or an author hands over the rights to their work, they kind of understand implicitly that some changes are going to have to happen to make the work acceptable as a piece of theater or as a piece of film or television. In this case, the contract that Harper Lee signed before she died, just a few months before she died, gave her the right to appoint the screenwriter, the playwright in this case, and she accepted Aaron Sorkin. She thought he would do a good job. And also the contract stated that the script couldn't deviate too far from the spirit of the novel or alter its characters. So that's a little bit ambiguous. And in this case, yeah, the estate is saying they object to the way that Mr. Sorkin has portrayed the character of Atticus. Of course, he's one of the central figures in To Kill a Mockingbird. He is this morally upright, sort of crusading lawyer who represents an African-American man who's been unjustly accused of rape. And in the novel, he's very much a paragon of justice and fairness, and he's somebody who's standing up for racial equality. And in the play, according to interviews that Aaron Sorkin has given, and also according to the complaint, the estate, the lawyer for the estate did read a version of the script. In the play, he has a sort of more of a moral evolution in the course of the play. So he starts off perhaps being less enlightened and grows more enlightened through the course of the play. So that is one of the objections that the estate has, and there are a few others. They say that there's some anachronistic language, that the characters of Scout and Jem are not portrayed in a way that matches up to the original in the novel. And the same goes for Calpurnia, who is the housekeeper for the Finches. So they have a number of complaints, and it'll be interesting to see how they work it out with the producers.
Yeah. What could happen with this lawsuit? Could it actually stop the production of the play, the debut of the play?
It's very interesting. They didn't ask for that in the complaint. Often in a legal complaint, you'll have some remedy will be requested. So they'll either ask for, we're demanding these changes be made, or we're demanding that the production be stopped. But they didn't go that far. Essentially, I think what they wanted to do was force the issue publicly and, I assume, reach some kind of settlement with the producers where some of their concerns will be addressed.
Interesting. I imagine that the changes that Aaron Sorkin made to this are intended to address what has become one of the primary criticism of To Kill a Mockingbird, which is that it's the epitome of the white savior narrative, that Atticus, the white man who the privileged professional white man who stands up for the wrongly accused black man, he's the hero of the story as opposed to anyone else. You think that's a fair interpretation?
I think that's an excellent point. And in fact, that's something that the legal representatives for the production company and for Scott Rudin, who is the producer behind this play, have raised. They've said that, there's no way they could present a play that had those kind of outdated racial attitudes at its center. And it, as you say, it is probably the main critique of the novel and one of the reasons why, while it's read in schools across the country still, some schools are deciding not to assign it because they do feel like it does have these outdated racial stereotypes. And Mr. Rudin was pretty clear when I spoke to him that he said the one thing that he was not willing to compromise on was changing the way the play presents Calpurnia, the African-American housekeeper, and Tom Robinson, the man who's accused of rape. They have more of a presence in the play. I think they have they speak more than they do in the novel.
Well, we'll see what happens. Unfortunately, we're out of time now, Alexandra. That's New York Times reporter Alexandra Alter talking about the upcoming Broadway adaptation of Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. It's on Second Thought.